From the January 6th hearing, which is still going, we are getting some surprising insights into what's being called an unhinged six-hour meeting at the White House. That meeting was December 18th, hours before former President Trump tweeted asking his supporters to be there will be wild on January 6th. This afternoon, the committee is zeroing in on what former President Trump's advisors told him about seizing voting machines, among other ideas. And we're hearing for the first time what Pat Cipollone thought of this. He's the former White House lawyer who spoke to the committee last week.
To have the federal government seize voting machines, that's a terrible idea for the country. That's not how we do things in the United States. There's no legal authority to do that.
NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, you're watching the hearing. What more are we learning about this meeting from December?
We're learning a great deal about how it evolved, how it began as an unscheduled and impromptu meeting, it appears, involving Sidney Powell and Michael Flynn and a fellow by the name of Patrick Byrne, who is known for his company Overstock, Inc. And this group had come in to tell President Trump that despite the fact that all his court challenges had failed, and despite the fact that the Electoral College had met several days earlier and elected Joe Biden, the President of the United States, under the Constitution, there were still things that perhaps could be done to reopen the question, to relitigate the election, to go here, to go there, to do this, to do that, to seize the voting machines, to perhaps declare martial law so that Donald Trump could remain in office. And while this had been thoroughly looked at and debunked by every responsible member of the president's administration, these folks got in for a meeting, and they turned the president's head, it appears, or at least he was a willing listener to their theories.
Yeah. Does it appear that the president responded to what they were suggesting, that he was favorably inclined to doing what they were suggesting?
He was not satisfied with what he had been told by his own attorney general, William Barr, or for that matter, his White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, whom we've been hearing from via videotape. Yes. He testified on Friday, and he has really been the star witness here this afternoon. And they were clearly telling him that it was over, that there was no meaningful evidence of fraud in the election, and he needed to make plans for after January 20th, when Joe Biden would be inaugurated the new and legal president. So this meeting went on lengthily on Friday of December 18th, was 4 days after the Electoral College, and just one day before Donald Trump still insisted on sending out that tweet, come to Washington on January 6th, gonna be wild.
Yeah. Pat Cipollone, the former White House lawyer, what else have we learned about what he told the committee?
Well, we don't know all of his testimony. It went on for a number of hours, but he seems to be quite forthcoming. He's not volunteering things without questions being asked, but he's being quite open in response to the questions. I think with probably more alacrity than many people were expecting. He's a very careful lawyer, very classic case of a White House lawyer who knows how to answer questions in a deposition without going too far or telling more than he needs to. This is someone who defended Donald Trump when he was impeached and has been the White House attorney for several years. And yet he is making it quite clear that he felt that this particular group of three who came in, met with the president on December 18th, including, of course, the National Security Advisor, former Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI, seemed to really hit a chord, strike a chord of response with President Trump, and seemed to really influence his thinking thereafter. And as we could see, the president did try all kinds of ways to stay in office.
Yeah. The committee members have said that a big theme of this hearing was going to be connecting, was going to be links between President Trump and people in his orbit with the far-right groups that were part of the riot that stormed the Capitol. Have those links, those connections come up yet?
We have not yet gotten to those. We're expecting to hear from Jason Van Tatenhove, the former spokesperson for the Oath Keepers. He had left that organization where he was an employee several years before now and several years before the election. But we expect to hear from him as a kind of backgrounder on who the Oath Keepers are.
Yeah, well, get back to watching a lot we've learned already from this hearing.
Indeed.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.